Well, you know, we put the emphasis on it during the week. Talked about gap responsibility and making sure everybody was in their gap before they tried to help out. And I think that helped us as we did that. And then sometimes, you know, the game situation determines how many times a team might try to run the ball, whether they feel like they have to throw it or whether they feel like they have the option of running. And sometimes teams get into that we have to throw the ball, so they throw it more than they run it. But being able to have good gap discipline and then more than one guy to the football trying to tackle the ball, I think helped last week. And then we have to have that and more this week because we're facing the top running attack in the league. They have a good offensive line. They have good tight ends. They have a good running back. They have receivers that will block. You know, so they have a good combination, and that's why they're leading the league as far as the run goes. I think it's probably both. You know, they've got some first rounders there on their offensive line. They've got good size. They do a good job with their technique, and then they run the plays that fit them, that are good for them. And so they've seen just about every kind of defensive scheme, and they've had success versus it. You know, so they have a lot of confidence in their running game. And a lot of times, if you have the confidence, you know, you're able to get some things done that you're not able to do if you don't have confidence.
Coach, you talked about gap integrity. When you take bigger splits, you give DeMarco a little bit more room to run.
Yeah, sometimes they take a little bit bigger splits, particularly on the backside of a play, you know, to spread the backside guys out. But you have to be careful. If you take too large of a split, then you open yourself up for the stunts that a defense might be able to use. And then, you know, you allow penetration into the backfield.
Are you game planning to do that?
Well, we're game planning to do the best we can. Well, I thought everybody played pretty good, you know, but Kush showed up a little bit, and we were pleased to see him bring that physical nature to the game, and I think that helps.
Are you seeing him get more and more comfortable with his
weaknesses? Yeah, I think so. And, you know, and that's what happens when you're in a new system. The more reps you get, the more time you have, you feel better about it. You understand it better. You know it better. And so, therefore, then you end up playing better.
During the preseason, there were so many flags, the legal contact in the backside and everything. Now you're four games through. What have you guys done to help your secondary or towards the bottom of the league about getting flagged on those certain
Well, we put emphasis on it. I mean, that's kind of basically all you can do. I mean, you know, some guys try boxing gloves and all gloves and different things like that. But what it comes down to is you got to take your hands off of them. And so we have taken our hands off of them because, see, when this thing started, everybody was able to use their hands and they were allowing that. You know, if you look at last year, you know, they allowed the contact and the hands. But you have to understand how the game is being called, and then you have to adjust your game accordingly. And I think that that our guys, they've adjusted their game, and they understand what the officials are looking at. And so they're not getting those penalties that we were getting in the preseason.
You've been around a long time. How much has the game changed to, I guess, make it harder on defensive players and peers over time?
Well, you know, the game is constantly changing. It changes all the time. And that pendulum, you know, is swinging to the passing side. And then if the defenses can ever catch up to it, then it'll swing back the other way, you know. But until the defenses can catch up, they'll keep spreading the field and throwing the ball, you know. And so that's what we have to deal with quite a bit now.
Well, we went to the Giants game. Their offensive linemen said they were tired of hearing about what from their coaches and the media. Obviously, Cowboys are in a lot of doubt. How much of a challenge is it for you to continue to find ways to use him, knowing how much they're focused on?
Well, you know what? I hope that they assign everybody they have on the team to J.J., and then that leaves quite a few other guys open and available to make plays. You know, J.J. is a good team member. He does the best he can on every play, and that's what you hope that every guy on the team is able to do. And so that's all we really can ask him to do. You know, JJ has some tremendous talents, and he's been able to help us win a couple.
Is that fun for you to do that every week?
Sure. You know, yeah, it is. And I think it's fun for them, too, because they look forward to seeing what the game plan is this week, you know, what we're how we're going to try to attack them and things like that.
Well, because you talk about their passing attack, Romo, with their size of receivers.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, we all know that Romo is an experienced quarterback. He can make all the throws. He can read defenses. And he's got good receivers. Dez is an unbelievable talent. You know, you're talking about talent. He's a big physical wide receiver that can go get the ball. And I mean, you watch the tape and you see what teams try to do to slow him down. But then when you slow him down, you got Whitten that you have to deal with. And Whitten and Romo, they've been together for a long time, and they know each other like a book, you know. And then he's got a couple of other wide receivers that that he can go to. And so it makes it kind of tough because you can't double everybody, you know. And so you have to pick and choose who you're going to double and when you're going to do it. And then hopefully your rush can get enough pressure on him to get him off the spot to throw off the timing.